Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check out prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 5.92, up 2 on the open March, 6.07 down a half. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 5.54, down 1 3/4 on the open March, 5.73 down 3 May, 5.87 down 2 3/4, July 6.01 down 1 1/2, December of 2009, 6.38 down 3 on the open. December corn opened at 388.5, down 4.5 on the open March, $4.5 down 5 May, 413 down 4 July, 423 down 4 3/4, September 430 down 6 1/4, December 438 down 6.5, and March of 2010, 450.5 down 9 on the open. November beans opened at 845 down 13 on the open. January, 860 down 12.5. March, 870 down 14.25. May, 880 down 14 3/4. July, 888 down 4 3/4. November of 2009, 892 down 25.5 on the open. December soybean meal opened at 241, down 350 on the open. January, 242.50, down 430. December soybean oil opened at 34.85, down 64 on the open. January, 35.30, down 74.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. 866-837-9027.
CME Livestock, October live cattle, opened at 89.70, and that was up 47.5 on the open. December, 91.15, up 32.5. October feeders, 96.80, up 40. November, 96, up 17.5. December lean hogs opened at 56.50, down 157.5 on the open. February, 62.55, down 145. February bellies opening at 84, down 97.5. On the open, the Dow Jones Industrial Average trading at 84.26. It's down 151 points. The NASDAQ at 16.02 is down 27. Joining us now on the phone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker. He is with ADM Grain Group Indicator, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
What a difference a week makes, Dan. Last week, at this time, we were contemplating the good. We were looking at the markets and saying, well, you know, we were having showing a high in the corn of 442.5 on the December basis day charts. Maybe we're doing a little bit of a turnaround in here. But since then, we've gone south. So today, do we need to talk about the bad and the ugly?
Well, for those of us that follow some of this exotic cyclical work, there's maybe a chance here that the market could score some kind of short-term low here today and maybe go into a period of consolidation. But you know, your chart patterns are such, they're clearly to the downside, and just like when the market was going up, you could read about any number you wanted to. In this case, you can about read any number to the downside that you want to read.
So which numbers do you prefer to read?
Well, I think the whole market complex is telling us that we still have downside price risk, no matter what you really look at, whether it's the stock market, whether it's energy prices, whether it's ag commodities, or precious metals. The key is kind of keep an eye on the dollar. As long as that dollar wants to strengthen, you know, we have broken above the $80 level now. And as long as that dollar wants to strengthen, I think that's going to at least put caps on price recoveries in the commodity world.
So I guess the question is, what does your technical work on the dollar suggest over the next month?
Well, we're in a period of consolidation here. It kind of looks like we may have put in a spike high, but as long as we can kind of hold in here, depending upon which side of the argument you want to take, I guess, if it can continue to kind of consolidate above this $80 area, you know, the next target is probably to run up toward this 86 level.
And that probably would mean what for grains, particularly beans and corn?
Well, that would put us on the defensive and continue to see us weakening price weakness as harvest goes along. I think it would tamper at least much of a recovery rally, at least over the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Seeing that open interest has really fallen a bit, looking at December open interest in corn, yesterday we were at 451,000 contracts. Went back, I just used my ProfitX and went back and eyeballed where we were about that previous level, and it was in the fourth quarter and the fourth quarter of 2005, first quarter of 2006. And I just went up and looked at well, what were prices doing then? And I see corn back then at that open interest levels, 185 and three quarters to 243 and three quarters. What does that imply of anything?
Well, it tells you that we're losing interest in commodities, and the index fund, the speculative fund, are all exiting the market. So I guess for all those that were complaining about index funds and speculative funds driving the market too high, they've got their wish now. The market, they are exiting the market, and now prices are deflating on that long liquidation. And, you know, as long as you look at these long-term moving average systems, which many of them follow, it would encourage them to continue to liquidate. There is nothing in the long-term moving average systems that would suggest that they're going to come in here and start rebuilding their inventory anytime soon, because it continues to tell them to liquidate, that the longer-term trend is down and got a long ways to go yet.
So what is your first, give us a sense of what your first stops are as you're looking at the charts on the downside. And then let's say Wall Street heals thyself, what might be the upsides?
Well, I think that the first thing that a lot of chart people are watching is the one that I looked at right away here a couple weeks ago, when we started out the week sharply lower here, and we left chart gaps on the chart. We left a chart gap on December corn futures between 453 and 448. Right away, when you see something like that, you say, okay, if that is a measuring gap, which is halfway point of a longer-term move, and then you go up to the top and see the most recent rally high was like 579 on the weekly chart. And if you say that 453, 448 is the halfway point off of this 579 and a quarter high, maps out a downside price objective about 320. If you want to use the 474 high, it's, you know, about 325. So chart watchers are probably looking at that 3.25 area as a target. And, you know, I want to point out that these are targets. These are technical targets, and they don't necessarily have to be realized, but that is what probably your longer-term chart people are looking at. You use the same approach to soybeans. We've got soybeans did go back last Wednesday and try to close a lot of that gap, but still left a penny open. So you kind of got about a 990.5 midpoint of that gap. You measure that off of the 12-12 high. That puts a downside target about 769, 770 on the table. So that's kind of what chart people are looking at this point.
All right, then. Let's put it on the ground. And given that all that we've talked about, what do you think that hedgers ought to do?
Well, probably in the short run, I guess I would tell them to kind of keep their powder dry. But I don't see anything in this market, at least in the near term, that is supportive. I think we're in a deflationary mode, and I think there's probably deeper downside price risk than anybody really wants to talk about. So I would try to ride out the storm here on weakness, take a look at price rallies, to price my inventory if I needed, depend upon how the cash flow is working out. And then you could take maybe some re-ownership with some calls or bull call spreads or something like that too. If something happens in South America or something bullish happens longer term, that you're still on board. Mm-hmm. By transferring your ownership to a call, at least you have the downside risk limited to the price of the call rather than staying open the market and waiting for prices to recover.
Thank you, Dan.
Okay.
Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. You're listening to WILO 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.